When Mozart sits down to paint, he just paints. I don't think the first time Mozart sat down to paint, he thought he was going to be an incredible painter.
Well, music.
What?
Mozart's music.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, music.
And it is that time, 11:38 on a Thursday morning here with The Invasion. Donovan Lewis, Matt McLaren. Keeping our eye out for any breaking Cowboys news about Brian Schottenheimer. And we will talk about commanding a room, something Troy Aikman had to say to the Musers this morning with his weekly visit. We'll get into that in 15 minutes. But right now, as you just heard, it is time for Boy Music.
Thank you, Matt. It's me this week. And there, and it's loosely based on music because this is going to be about Will Smith. And, you know, of course, he was a rapper before he was an actor. And the series from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air and the theme song and all that. So we can couch it as Boy Music. But Vice TV has a series called Black Comedy in America. And it's 10 episodes. And they released them one at a time. And I really didn't even know anything about this. I started seeing clips of the Will Smith Fresh Prince Black Comedy in America, and that's why I wanted to bring it to you. But they have an episode about the original Kings of Comedy, about the start of Def Comedy Jam. They have 70 sitcoms, Richard Pryor, Eddie Murphy in the 80s. It's very interesting, and each episode is about an hour long. And Chris Spencer, from what I've seen, because I watched the Fresh Prince episode, I watched the episode about Kevin Hart and Dave Chappelle, and Chris Spencer, who is a comedian and a host, is the one that's kind of hosting this as they talk with these subjects at hand. So this one is about the Fresh Prince. And I found it interesting how all of this came about, and I wanted to share it with you. So this first cut is about how, you know what? I didn't even label it right. I was like, man, I know exactly what I'm talking about. Okay, so Fresh Prince started out rapping. Everything was great. And then their second album came out, and it flopped. So now they have to find a way to earn some money. So to do that, they had a phone line that I don't even remember that existed, but you can call a 900 number and talk with DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. And they charged like $2 for the first minute and maybe a dollar for, and they got crazy paid off the
phone 900 line number. You can rack up a bill on those,
but it was all cash and they didn't pay the IRS. And they got in trouble. So check out Will Smith himself explaining what went down with that.
I managed to get myself from famous to broke.
What's your kind of broke? Like, there's broke.
No.
And then there's like, I'm down to my last million.
My black card, I left it at home. So I didn't pay the IRS effectively, you know?
Right, not the way
you're supposed to. So.
Kind of in a Chris Tucker, Wesley Snipes type. Yeah.
In music, it's all cash. Do you remember the 900 numbers?
Sure.
You're right. So it was 1-900-909-JEFF.
This is DJ Jazzy Jeff.
Yo, my name is the Prince. Stop whatever you're doing and listen to this.
You know, sometimes there's just nothing to do at home. So now you can call me and Prince on the telephone.
We were getting 5,000 calls a day, and people would sit and listen, and we would leave messages. So it was all cash.
$2 the first minute, 45 cents each additional minute.
Now, IRS doesn't like it when you don't pay.
They don't like it at all. So they got into trouble. And so this next cut is where he was talking about having to sell all of his stuff. And the only thing he had was just a bag of money, like $4,000. That was it. So in order to try and get back after being a successful music artist, you have to try to find ways to get back into the mix. So this is how he did it.
I sold everything. I sold my house, my cars, motorcycles, and I was literally down to the only thing I had was cash. I had a brown paper bag with, you know, about, after I paid rent, with about $4,000. I was coming to L.A. to
pursue acting. Oh, okay.
And at that time, Arsenio
was it.
Everybody went to Arsenio.
Absolutely.
And the show was one thing, but backstage at Arsenio was the
greatest green room.
It was as hot as any club you've ever been to.
Mm-hmm.
People who weren't on the show would be backstage. right? Yeah. So my girlfriend at the time, she was like, just go to Arsenio. And I was like, so, and do what? That was what I would do all day, every day. I would just hang around backstage at Arsenio. Nobody knew that I was broke. So I was there and just meeting people, hanging out, trying to make it happen. And I met Benny Medina.
Mm-hmm.
And he pitched me the idea for the Fresh Prince of Bel Air. And I was like, yeah, you know.
Oh, you weren't feeling it?
Yeah. It seemed really bizarre.
Unbelievable?
Yeah. It just seemed like unrealistic.
Wow. So he's just chilling, hanging. Arsenio, he meets Benny Medina. And now he's trying to get to the point of where Benny Medina had worked with Quincy Jones.
Yeah.
That gets together. The audition process that they had to go through to get it, it's crazy. Okay, this is Vice TV. Black Comedy in America is the series that's been airing on Vice TV. This is the episode about the Fresh Prince of Bel Air. And this is what he had to do to get to be the Fresh Prince of Bel Air.
So everybody was at Quincy's house.
Right.
And he introduced me to a guy. He was the current head of NBC. It was Brandon Tartikoff.
Mm-hmm.
And Quincy says, Brandon, come here. I want you to meet Will. I want you to meet Will from Philly. Right, so he introduced me. And Quincy announces to the room, it's like 100 people at his house, and he says, we're going to do an audition. And I was like, oh,
who y'all bringing out?
Who's about to do something? Quincy had people move the furniture out of the living room. And Quincy was like, we're going to do an audition. I was like,
cold?
Cold audition.
He didn't say, go in the room and work this out a little bit?
He said, no, Will, read this. And there was like other actors and actresses in the room, and he's grabbing people and putting the parts. All right, we're going to do these scenes. And I was like, yo, whoa. And Quincy took me another room. He would say, all right, Philly, what you need?
He said, I need 3 more days.
I was like, shoot, I can't do an audition.
Had you acted at all?
I hadn't acted
at all. No high school play, no
nothing,
junior high.
No, only my music videos.
Right.
Friday. I had made, you know, 3 or 4 music videos, and Quincy was like, that dude got it.
Right.
I said, I got to work with an acting coach. I got to do something. I can't do an audition in the middle of your living room. He said, tell me what you need, Philly. And I was like, I said, just give me a week. He said, okay. They said, a week is good. And he said, then you know what's going to happen. You know, in a week, you know, Brandon Tartikoff, you know, something's going to come up with his kid. And, you know, he's not going to be able to make it. And then he's going to have to postpone. And I was like, oh, well, two weeks. Yeah. No, that would, if I had 2 weeks, then it would be really good.
Much better.
Yeah. He said, then in 2 weeks, you know, his right hand, Warren Littlefield, you know, something going to happen with his wife and something he going to have to postpone. And I was like, well, yeah, if I had 3 weeks, then I'm
you're going the other way.
And he said, everybody that needs to say yes to this show is sitting out in my living room right now waiting for you. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, this Oscars and Grammys and everything. And I'm like, give me 10 minutes.
10 minutes and he got it. And man, he got it done.
I've heard that story before, and I can't remember if I read it in a book somewhere or what, but it is a wild story of how that went down.
It is crazy that you're in the right place at the right time. You're just hanging out backstage at a show you're not even on. And that's right. The party place. And you meet the right guy, Benny Medina, who's this is based on his life, where he moved, I think, from Watts to, I don't even think it was Bel Air. He moved somewhere. And so this actually is based on his life. And this is Vice TV. This is, the Black Comedy in America special episode about Fresh Prince of Bel Air. And yeah, you have 10 minutes. You are in a room at the right moment, at the right time, with no acting credits to your name, just music videos. And you are told to audition. And I think sometimes we don't realize the amount of pilots that are shot in Hollywood that don't even work.
Pilot season.
Because Quincy Jones gave Will Smith a pilot, the script of a pilot that had Morris Day, James Avery, the dad from the uncle from Fresh Prince, and Tisha Campbell, Gina from Martin. They were in a show that never even materialized, but they shot a pilot. So many different pilots are made in Hollywood, that don't get picked up. And he talked about from that point after the audition to shooting Fresh Prince was like 4 months. And they say in Hollywood that is unheard of. that that's happening.
Yeah, that is amazing.
So now why I wanted to bring this to you is because of the theme song. And we talked off air about theme songs and what's the best one. And this is probably one of the most iconic theme songs out there.
Sure.
Is the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. And he talks about how that happened.
So, you know, Quincy did Sanford and Son.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the greatest theme songwriters ever. So Quincy presented a theme song. And I, like, hated it. And so I go to Jeff. I was like, dude, this is the song that Quincy wants. And I was like, I can't say nothing. You know, it's Quincy. What am I supposed to say? And Jeff was like, yo, we should record what it should be. So, you know, Jeff had his equipment and we in his hotel room and we worked it out. And, you know, we just laid we made a demo that basically it just tells the story of the show. So we wrote it and I went to Quincy and I was like, hey, Q, you know, I just want you, you know, can you take a listen to this? I was just thinking of maybe what this should be, you know, for the theme song. So I played it for him. He listened. He said, that's good.
And I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel-Air.
Mine's a piece of he understood. He said, mine's a piece of he said, that's what it needs to be. He said, that's the theme song.
Because it was probably coming from his era.
Yeah, so, you know, they're keeping the lid of the water. It was funny out here. And I was like, oh, cute.
So that's how you get the iconic theme song for Fresh Prince. Wrote one and like, you know what? I'm not digging this at all. They did it and he went for it. But man, he talks about his favorite moment is when one of the more iconic episodes of Fresh Prince where Ben Vereen was his dad. It wasn't in his life and he came around and they had this dramatic scene on the sitcom that you normally just didn't see.
Yeah.
And how James Avery, who played Uncle Phil, was trying to get him to channel that emotion. And he talked about that in the episode. And it's really cool to hear that. It's a longer cut, so we don't have time to listen to it. But Vice TV, Black Comedy in America, if you have any, I highly recommend this episode. This is one of the better ones, and I've seen a couple of different ones, but I am definitely going back for the Eddie Murphy, Richard Pryor, Def Comedy Jam, all that. It's well done. It's only an hour, and they're just exploring the Black Comedy in America, and I think it's awesome, so you should check it out.